I'm Rona Tarrant. Rain is forecast to be on the way for Northern California as the search for those missing continues following the state's most destructive wildfires. At least 76 people have died and the number of people missing has risen to over 1,200. Up to 4 inches of rain is expected to fall from late Tuesday through Friday in the Sierra foothills, including in Paradise, which was destroyed by the campfire. Florida's outgoing governor, Republican Rick Scott, has been declared the winner of the state's hard-fought U.S. Senate race. It follows a manual recount of ballots in the tight contest against three-time Democratic incumbent Bill Nelson. Officials said Scott took 50.05% of the vote, compared with 49.93% for Nelson. Meanwhile, Democrat Andrew Gillum conceded defeat to his Republican opponent Ron DeSantis in the governor's race. France's President Emmanuel Macron has called for closer ties between his country and Germany, saying Europe has an obligation not to let the world slip into chaos. Macron is in Berlin for the country's annual day of mourning for victims of war. In a speech to Germany's parliament, he said Europe must not become a plaything of great powers. Macron wants a more integrated EU, a new tax on internet tech giants, and Germany's backing for a European army, which he said would reduce the bloc's dependence on the US. Catholic Extension has given $25,000 in emergency funding to a facility in the Diocese of El Paso in Texas and is urging donors around the country to provide aid for migrants being released from detention daily. The Chicago-based organization financially supports Catholic ministries among the poor and marginalized. It said it was just an initial amount and that it plans to make subsequent grants to other migrant ministries in the months ahead. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.